Thank you and good afternoon. Housing Humboldt held a press conference today to celebrate breaking ground for the Arcata Bay Crossing Transitional Housing Project. The project is aimed to help the homeless and people in need. This project will provide 42 beds in studio apartments, and 15 of those beds will be for homeless people with serious mental illness. County Supervisor Mark Lovelace thinks this project will be great for the homeless.
So it's a great mixed project that recognizes that we have as many types of homelessness in Humboldt County as we have homeless individuals. Everyone has their own story. Everyone has their own particular need, and just going to try to address as many of them as possible.
The project is a collaboration between many departments, including Housing Humboldt, Arcata House Partnership, and the County of Humboldt and Rural Communities Housing Development Corporation. The Redway Community Services District has informed residents that the sewer main has been stabilized and citizens can return to their usage of service from the water district. The district had been working on the sewer main since Wednesday morning to prevent any sewer spillage into the Eel River, and residents were asked to limit their water usage and service while repairs were being made. The problem occurred when a landslide took place where the sewer main crosses the river to the waste treatment plant. Around noon Thursday, a two-vehicle collision occurred at the intersection of 6th and 8th Street in Eureka that led to both drivers being transported to the hospital for minor injuries. A Ford Taurus was headed west on 6th Street when a Chevy Camaro heading south on G Street T-boned the Ford, and the Camaro took out a streetlight and a telephone pole in the process. According to the Eureka Police Department, both drivers thought they had the green light, and there have been conflicting witness statements regarding how the accident occurred. Both drivers involved were transported to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries, and the street and telephone pole were replaced later that day. The investigation into the cause of the collision is ongoing. Thursday morning, an attempted traffic stop was conducted by an Arcata police officer, but it led to a vehicle pursuit that involved the driver going the wrong way down the northbound lanes of Highway 101. An officer attempted to pull over a black Chrysler for a moving violation in the southbound lanes of Highway 101 north of Samoa Boulevard. The driver continued south and exited G Street and initially appeared to stop, but the driver pulled a U-turn and continued south on Highway 101 at a high rate of speed. Once at the Bayside cutoff, the driver turned onto the northbound off-ramp heading south in the northbound lanes, and the officer had to call off the pursuit. Arcata police were able to identify the owner of the vehicle and contacted the owner in person. However, he did not report his vehicle stolen and is unsure who is driving his vehicle. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for some interesting facts about Friday the 13th. Dan Squire has more.
Today is Friday the 13th. The myth of Friday the 13th as an unlucky day persists into the modern era, and today is one of three Fridays that coincide with the 13th day of the month in 2015. There will be a second one in March and another in November. The origins of Friday the 13th myth are unclear. Some ascribe it to the Last Supper, where there were 13 men depicted at the table, with the 13th being Judas. The Last Supper took place on a Thursday, with the next day the day of crucifixion. Other origins point to numerology and the fact that 12 is considered the complete number. The number of months in the year, 12 hours on the clock, the 12 deities of Olympus, and of course 12 cans of beer in a 12-pack. Anyway, even if it is the 13th, it's Friday, and that's always a good thing.
Thank you, Dan. Eureka police are investigating a strong-armed robbery at a gas station in the 400 block of Harris Street on Thursday afternoon. Officers responded to a panic alarm activated by a clerk after they saw the suspect use a crowbar to open a cash box located between two pumps. An employee confronted the suspect and was hit with the crowbar by the white male, who was wearing a black hoodie and a gray bandana across his face. The employee suffered a minor injury and pushed the suspect away, and the suspect fled with the cash. The incident remains under investigation. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.